The supporters of the ballot initiative that would limit access to the political process today withdrew from the heated campaign to win voters' approval in the August primary elections. Measure number one, however, will remain on the ballot. Opposition has formed as a coalition of organizations that includes municipalities, seniors, state employees, and schools. And Kathy Wasserman, executive director of the Alaska Municipal League, says the fight against the measure will continue.
We are not going to suspend our campaign. Obviously, the initiative is still going to appear on the August primary ballot, and the Alaskans need to understand what they'll be asked to vote on.
Ballot supporters did not return calls for the story, but the decision to stop campaigning for the measure was published on the sponsor's website in a message from Chairman Dick Randolph. He wrote the decision was prompted by a change in the ballot language ordered by the lieutenant governor with the advice of the attorney general. Randolph said those changes were made, quote, capriciously and unilaterally, to give opponents an advantage. Wasserman says the ballot changes were not as substantial as Randolph describes.
It took out the word corruption because we didn't think that it really took away corruption at all. We were able to add immediate family members, that this law would affect immediate family of state employees. Other than that, it's not far from what it was before.
The initiative would prohibit anyone with an income of $500 or more at any level of government from taking part in any political campaign or lobbying activity, even speaking to a legislator. In his published statement, Randolph says the group will not attempt a legal challenge to the lieutenant governor's decision to amend the ballot language.